Anyhow, and it is perhaps a small place also. Devotees are here, all. Where is Buddha Prabhu? There. No. He should be given any seat, chair.
A little closer, if we want.
You can have a chair.
Move somewhat closer.
Anyone can sit here also, if they have.
Yes, stay away.
Shyamala can go and sit here. Here. On this chair.
Yeah.
Without fear, you can get chair.
All should have seat. All are standing, so many. But. If you can manage seat from them, for them.
Any chairs are there, non-negotiable?
They can go there and sit there on chairs. Why not working?
They can go there, no longer possible. They can come and sit there.
They can. We are discussing about the goal of our devotion and love, the goal of our life. I was telling that. Or all shastras are telling that our goal should be fixed first. Where to go? What is our aim and object? And then we can make decision about our way. In what way we can go there? I have told something about this. So, we should know something about this from Chaitanya Chaitamrita, how he is telling about our goal. You should know also this thing, that what is really bhakti. There are so many things nowadays going on the name of bhakti, pure bhakti. But that is not pure bhakti. Very rare have some understanding of a real bhakti. So first we should know what is real bhakti. So Rupa Goswami, inspired by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has told in Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, that annabhilashita sunyam jnana karmat dhyanabhritam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. Where? Oh, you are here. You should come here. Give a place. What is the meaning of this slok? You should speak. Yeah. Translation.
So, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, being inspired by the mercy of Satyanandana Gaura Hari, he has composed the most super excellent definition of bhakti. anyabilasita sunyam jnana kama janabritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. Constant and uninterrupted cultivation of all of the endeavors of the body, the mind and words, along with the cultivation of spiritual sentiments, meant exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna. Such devotional activities should be completely devoid of any other desires but to please Krishna, and they should be not covered by the activities which are in search of a reward. That means karma, fruitive activities, reward-seeking activities. And it should not be covered by jnana, that means the cultivation of knowledge for the purpose of attaining liberation. And it should not be covered by tyaga, renunciation, and yoga, and other practices. This is known as uttama bhakti.
Uttama bhakti, real bhakti. But nowadays, so much adulteration are being made in bhakti. Mixture of karma, mixture of jnana, mixture of yoga, so many things. So like a water, bring drinking water. Then there is ocean of water you cannot bring. This is adulteration of salt. So much you cannot drink it. Or in drains, so much water going on, but you cannot drink. In this way, in bhakti, there are so many mixture of bhakti. Really, they are not bhakti. But in world, in this world, nowadays, especially in Kali Yuga, all the mixture of the bhaktis are going on in the name of pure bhakti. Like Srila Rupa Goswami has told, or all acharyas have told like this, that there are three kinds of bhakti. One, pure bhakti, sarup siddha bhakti. Then sangha siddha bhakti. And then arop siddha bhakti. Arop siddha bhakti and sangha siddha bhakti are actually not suddha pure bhakti. You should define what is arop siddha and what is sangha siddha. Stand up.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has, by his gracious mercy, defined.
Dhru Maharaj was remembering the mantra of Vasudeva Krishna, and he was in authorities, in throne. He gave up water, any grain fruit, even air, and he stopped his breathing and remembering by his heart, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This mantra is of Bhagavat regarding Krishna. But who is Vasudeva Krishna? Himself Krishna. He wanted to please Krishna. But for what? For pleasing Krishna or for his self gain?
For his self gain.
For self gain. For his sense gratification. That he will have a very big kingdom and he will test. Though he was pleasing Krishna by his mantra, but the mood and the goal was something else. So this is not pure bhakti. This is arop siddha bhakti. No connection. like we are making a school. Anywhere in 64 kinds of bhakti, there is no mention of gurukul, cow setting, anything. Or making a garden for anyone. This is all like Arup Siddha Bhakti. But if they can have some link, that fruits of the garden will be given to Krishna. Or the boys will learn something, etiquette, and they will chant, remember Krishna, and in future they will be devotees. So there is chance something. So these are all Arup Siddha Bhakti, no direct bhakti, no kirtan, smaran, and all other things. So these are all Arup Siddha Bhakti. Then Sangh Siddha.
Guru Maharaj Ji, bhakti is Arup Siddha or Sakam Bhakti? Because he is doing
both. Sakam Bhakti is divided in all these things. Same thing.
What
name is different, sir. What?
This is Smaranam, and this is one of the nine.
Not as Smaranam, Vishnu. He was chanting the mantra only for Krishna, for Vasudeva Krishna. No direct relation. His mood was different. Sakam Bhakti. Sakam Bhakti is divided into so many. Go on.
Then, so this Arup Siddha Bhakti is, it is prone for the conditioned souls in this world to mistake this for pure bhakti. And as a result of this, they do this practice for a long time, but they find that realization does not come, because it is actually not Siddha Bhakti. Then we go to Sangha Siddha Bhakti. This is another type of practice which appears to be bhakti but is actually not bhakti. In Shastra it is written that a devotee has 26 qualities, like that he's brave, that he's poetic, that he's silent, that he's the best friend of all living entities, that he's always humble, and these are the qualities of a Vaishnava. So a devotee thinks that, oh, if I am cultivating these qualities, then it will be bhakti. Mm-hmm. But these are actually not bhakti. These are considered to be like the parivar, or the family members of bhakti. One who has devotional service automatically has all of these qualities. But if independently of Siddha Bhakti, one is trying to cultivate these qualities, this activity in and of itself is actually not bhakti, and it will not bring realization of Krishna. So these three things are there, Siddha Bhakti, Arup Siddha Bhakti, and Sangha Siddha Bhakti. And the chariots have defined these things so that we can be very careful and come into the line of Siddha Bhakti. Because by practicing Siddha Bhakti, then three results automatically come. One's faith and love begin to grow, one has some realization of Krishna himself, and one becomes thoroughly detached from all material existence. Whereas by practicing Arup Siddha and Sangha Siddha Bhakti, these results will not come, and one will gradually lose faith if he doesn't have proper association to again bring him into the line of Siddha Bhakti.
Now I am coming on subject that why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world. Krishnadas Kaviraji Goswami is explaining. First he told that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish Yuga Dharma. Then he told that he came to establish Naam Sankirtan, and this is Yuga Dharma. After that he told that Anarpiti Charing Chirat, to sprinkle his mercy, to give all these jivas the same thing which was not given for a long time, and that was a spontaneous love. Rag Marga Pracharam. What?
Ragamarga Bhakti Loka.
Ragamarga Bhakti Loka.
Only to give some way how we can have a spontaneous Braja Prema. He wanted to give. So now he is telling that his main cause to descend this world was to taste the highest mood of Srimati Radhika. What was that? For this he is quoting a slok of Sarup Damodar. Radhaya prane mahima kidrishah va anei va svadvojanadbhut madhurima kidrisho va madiya sokhanchasya madanubhavatah kidrisham vaitti lobhav tadbhavadam samjani sachi garvasindhu. Read the translation.
Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Shakti Devi as the moon appears from the ocean.
He is telling that Esap Siddhant Gur Kahite Na Juai Na Kahile Keho Ihar Antanahi Pai. He is telling that I want to explain the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. What I have told before, they are not main reasons. To preach Nam Sankirtan, to establish Nam Sankirtan, this is the job of Mahavishnu, that was Advaita Acharya. He could have established it. But he cannot preach that Braja Prem, the way of Braja Prem, that Raganuga Marga. He cannot give. What is Raganuga Marga? Path of spontaneous love. He cannot give. He can give up to that established Yuga Dharma. So he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I cannot give this. Please descend. Here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling, before this he has told, that Premaras Nirjas Karite Aswadan Ragmarg Bhakti Loke Karite Pracharan Rasik Sekhar Krishna Paramakuran Karun Eidhi Hetu Haite Ichchaudhugam. 4:15.
The Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. He wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus he is known as supremely jubilant, Rasika Sekhar, and the most merciful of all, Paramakarun.
He has also told that Prem Nam Pracharite Ei Avatar Satya Ei Hetu Kintu Taha Bahiranga Fifth and Sixth. Prem Nam.
I have given the essential meaning of the fourth verse. This incarnation descends to propagate the chanting of the holy name and spread love of God. Although this is true, This is but the external reason for the Lord's incarnation. Please hear one other reason, the confidential reason for the Lord's appearance.
So here he is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu though established Nam Sankirtan everywhere, and he also preached the way of continuous devotion of Vrajaparam. But also these are external. Then what is main thing? Main cause? Then he is telling here, oh, all this established truth, siddhant, are so secret that we should not discuss in general meetings. Very rare, very rare. But he is telling also that if it will not be given to qualified devotees, then it will go away from this world. What meaning? Repeat.
Srila Gurudev is describing that Krishna Sarvaj Goswami, he's in a dilemma. What is that dilemma? On the one hand, these things are so secret and so confidential that they should not be disclosed. They should not be spoken in public. Yet on the other hand, if these things are not spoken, then they will disappear from the world entirely.
So, I know that this all siddhants are very rare, very
confidential.
But why I am telling to you the same thing in the line of Krishna Das Kaviraj? If I am not telling all these things to you because you are senior devotees, I know, and you are hearing from so many years and years. In this council there are so many devotees there who are in ISKCON for 25 years or so many years. So I want that this should not go on from this world. If there are some rare devotees even, they should know all these explanations. Why Krishna Das Goswami is explaining now? अतएव कही कुछ करिया नहीं गुड़ बुझे रसिक जन ना बुझे मूड मीनिंग 232
All these conclusions are unfit to disclose in public, but if they are not disclosed, no one will understand them. Therefore, I shall mention them, revealing only their essence, so that loving devotees will understand them, but fools will not.
Then he is telling, Esab Hrde Dharye Je Chaitanya Nityananda, Esab Siddhanta Se Paive Ananda. ये सब सिद्धांत है अमरेर प्लव भक्तगण कोकिलेर सर्वदा बल्लभ अभक्त उससे रिथे न है प्रवेश सबे चित्ते है मोर आनंद विशेष वन
एनीवन हु हैज कैप्चर्ड लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड लॉर्ड नित्यानंद प्रभु इन हिज हार्ट विल बिकम ब्लिसफुल बाय हियरिंग ऑल दीस ट्रांसेंडेंटल कंक्लूजंस ऑल दीस कंक्लूजंस are just like the newly grown twigs of a mango tree. They're always pleasing to the devotees, who in this way resemble cuckoo birds. The camel-like non-devotees cannot enter into these topics. Therefore, there is a special jubilation in my heart.
Four lines more.
For fear of them, the camel-like non-devotees, I do not wish to speak. But if they do not understand, then what can be happier in all the three worlds? Therefore, after offering obeisances to the devotees for their satisfaction, I shall speak without hesitating.
There was a forest. In that forest, there were several mango trees. and also some neem tree. You know, naturally, cuckoo bird will sit on mango tree and they will taste mango. The manjari is of mango, and that is why they sing very sweet. And other hand, if there are so many mangoes, very sweet, and they are ripe, ripened, very tasteful, sweet, fragrant, even crows will connect sit on mango. They will sit on neem tree, naturally. And they will taste bitter, taste of neem, and they will, like this. If cuckoo birds will call them that you should come and test like me, they will never come, never come. You know camels, what is the habit of camels? They always be in barren lands. No mango trees or anything, only thorns are there. They will not taste anything else. Only thorns. And thorns will make some something. And their own blood will come. And they will test their own blood. Oh, how testful. So they are like rascals. They will not taste. So he is telling that I am now so happy. My doubts have come. I was saying that they will hear and then they will take some other meanings and they will make mixture. But now I am happy. They will reject this nectar. They will never, they will come and boycott. That he is Sahajiya. He is not or in line. He is derailed. Like this he will say. And they will never hear all these things. But the great devotees who are in good association, initiated by a very high class of devotees, always hearing all these things, Chaitanya Charitamrita, in real process, really, they will have some thick greed for hearing all these things. How we can develop our Krishna consciousness? So they will hear it very patiently. So he is now out of doubt. Oh, I should tell it, because those who are like camel and crow, they will not come and hear. They will boycott. So I was fearing from them, and if they are not listening, they are boycotting, then what harm I should tell? Otherwise, this idea will go away from this world forever. So I must tell it. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami has written so many things for this. This is our goal. So we must know our goal and then according to our qualification we should select our process or path. So Krishna Das Goswami is saying. So I also never have any doubt. I know that those who are some qualified, some greed for Krishna consciousness, real bhakti, they will hear this. And others will hear and reject. So no harm. Otherwise, from world, this path will go away forever. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has made, Krishna Bhavanamrita. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti has Govinda Lilamrita. These are our goal, but very secret. Only for rare qualified devotees. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has followed all these things. He has told all the ways, Raganuga Marga, everything, what Rupa Goswami and others have explained. He has given all in Jaiva Dharma. Anyone can tell, anyone was telling to me that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, never he has explained these things. But they don't know. They are like ignorant. He has published Jaiva Dharma about in 20 editions from beginning to end. My Gurudev, he was very strict about this, but he has published Jaiva Dharma. What is Jaiva Dharma? In Jaiva Dharma, everything has been told. So they have told like this, they have idea. You know that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was Kamal Manjari. You know that Srila Prabhupada was Nain Manjari. My Gurudev was Vinod Manjari. If they are not following this line, then how they have this name? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told his name himself. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Who gave this name? Of self-realization it came, and all accepted this. Or Guru Maharaj has told his own name with his own mouth. So if they are not following that line, Siddha process, Siddha Pranali, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, it has been told by Srila Rupa Goswami, then how it can come? So this is our target, our goal. But we should try to follow this from beginning, not from top. This is the thing. That is why for beginners, they have not told that you should follow these things. Ashtakaliya Leela or Siddha Swarup or all Ekadas moods. 11 modes, never he told. But if anyone has so much greed and they are falling, oh, they are so lucky. They are not out of line. So here he is telling, Iha bhai, ataye bhakta gane kari namaskar, nihasanke kahe, tar hau chamatkar.
Therefore, after offering obeisances to the devotees, for the satisfaction of the devotees, I shall speak without hesitation.
You shall note that the translation of Chaitanya Charitamrita is made by himself,
Swami Maharaj.
Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada. No? He has written himself. He is reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now he is telling, explaining something more. Krishna vichar ek ache antare, Purnananda rasasvarup sabha kahe more.
Once Lord Krishna considered within his heart, everyone says that I am complete bliss, full of all rasas.
Who is telling? All Vedas are telling. Raso vaisaha. That Krishna is ocean of rush. But in the meantime, same time, he is ocean of rush and he is also Rasika Shekhar, tester of that rasa. Both. So he is Rasik, Rasa Swarup, and third, he is giver of all these rasas. Three things. So, Krishna is thinking himself, I am ocean of rasa. Also it has been told, Aho bhagyam, Aho bhagyam, Nanda goprajaukasam, Janamitram, Paramanandam, Purna Brahma, Sanatana. Also in Bhaktirasami Sindhu, he has described all these things. Yeah, Krishna is ocean of rasa. And in the same time he is a rasik. Rasik means the tester of all rasa. आमा होइते आनंदित है त्रिभुवन आमा के आनंद दिवे ऐसे कौन जान
Krishna continues all the world derives pleasure from me is there anyone who can give me pleasure
because he is supreme personality of Godhead also he is माने कोई भी चीज उनसे बचा हुआ नहीं है जो नहीं जानते एनीथिंग इज नॉट अननोन टू हिम ऑल द रसास एवरीथिंग ही नोज बट इन द सेम टाइम देर आर टू थिंग्स कृष्ण इज वन रस एंड ऑल रस व्हाट मीन एक रस एंड अनेक रस Krishna is one rasa. What is the meaning? Krishna is himself rasa swaru and he knows everything. There is nothing that he does not know. Everything he knows. So he is called in one rasa that is He is knower of all the rasa. That is what word it has. Oh, Atmaram and Atmakam. He is Atmaram and he is Atmakam. But in other hand, he is also anek ras. There is something in Radhika and all the gopis that Krishna has not that thing. So Krishna wants to taste all these things.
No.
He knows I am rasa swarup and he is object of the rasa. He has idea, he has some taste that how he can taste vatsalya rasa, dasya rasa, shingara rasa, madhura rasa, everything. But he is object of love. He is not a share of love. There is something that he wants to mix both. What is in Yashoda Maiya and Nanda Baba, in friends, and also what is the mood of Srimati Radhika and all the gopis. He wants to test it. So this is, he tested it in the form of only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is something that Krishna does not know. What is that? That Rudha Bhav. Rudha Bhav means Mahabhav of Radhika. He does not know this. The mood of Radhika. He will explain further. So there is something that Krishna does not know. What he does not know, now he is expressing. And for that, he came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having the golden complexion of Radhika and internal mood of Srimati Radhika. Now he is telling. আমা হইতে গুণী বড় জগতে অসম্ভব, একলি রাধাতে তাহা করি অনুভব।
One who has 100 times more qualities than me could give pleasure to my mind. One more qualified than me is impossible to find in the world. But in Radha alone I feel the presence of one who can give me pleasure.
In Vedas and especially in Vedanta and Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been accepted that there is no one greater than Krishna. অসম ঊর্ধ্ব তত্ত্ব, অসম ঊর্ধ্ব, এনি ওয়ার্ড,
কৃষ্ণ
ইজ আনইকুয়াল, বাট কৃষ্ণ ইজ টেলিং হিমসেলফ দ্যাট ইন হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড নন আর কোয়ালিফাইড লাইক মি, বাট ওনলি আই No, that only Srimati Radhika is more qualified than me. And how? He is telling again. Koti Kamji Nirup Jadyapi Amar Asamodhamadhurja Samme Nahi Jar More Rupe Apayita Kare Tavhuan Radha Darshane More Judayana.
Although my beauty defeats the beauty of 10 million cupids, although it is unequaled and unsurpassed, and although it gives pleasure to the three worlds, seeing Srimati Radharani gives pleasure to my eyes.
Morupe apayit kare tribhuvan radhar darshane more judaye nayan. 243, we have read. Mor bansi gite akarse tribhuvan radhar bachane more হরে আমার সমান।
The vibration of my transcendental flute attracts the three worlds, but my ears are enchanted by the sweet words of Srimati Radhika.
যদ্যপি আমার গন্ধে জগৎ সুগন্ধ, মোর চিত্ত ঘ্রাণ করে রাধার অঙ্গ গন্ধ।
Although my body lends fragrance to the entire creation, the scent of Radharani's limbs captivates my mind and heart.
যদ্যপি আমার রসে জগৎ সুরস, রাধার অধর রসে আমা করে বস।
Although the entire creation is full of different tastes because of me, I am charmed by the nectarian taste of the lips of Srimati Radharani.
যদ্যপি আমার স্পর্শে কঠিন দুঃশীতল, রাধিকার স্পর্শে আমার করে সুশীতল।
And although my touch is cooler than 10 million moons, I am refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radhika.
এই মত জগতের সুখে আমি হেতু, রাধিকা রূপ গুণ আমার জীবাতু।
Thus, although I am the source for the happiness of the entire world, the beauty and the attributes of Sri Radhika are my life and soul.
এই মত অনুভব আমার প্রতি বিচারি দেখে যদি সব বিপরীত।
In this way, my affectionate feelings for Srimati Radharani may be understood, but on analysis, I find them to be contradictory.
But now he is thinking again. What I have told, that Radhika is guru of Krishna Prem. You should come to 11. Krishna has accepted this. What?
The gopis are the helpers, teachers, friends, wives, dear disciples, confidants, and serving maids of Lord Krishna. Sahaya Guru Vasishya, Rujishya Bandavasya, Satyam Vadani Te Parata Gopya Kim Ne Bhavantina. This is the verse from Gopi Premamrita. Oh, Bhatta, I speak to you the truth. The gopis are my helpers, my teachers, disciples, servants, friends, and consorts. I do not know what they are not to me.
So he is telling that I have read this prem, love, and affection in the school of Srimati Radhika and Gopis. They are my also teachers of love and affection. He has accepted himself. So now he is telling that one thing, that there is something in me. What is the that thing in me? That Radhika becomes unmatta, like mad, biting me, by touching me, by taking my everything. Something is there. So he is telling that now I also realize this, that what I have told up, this all are like Radhar darshane mori judaye nayan, amar darshane Radha sukhe agman.
My eyes are fully satisfied when I look upon Srimati Radharani, but by looking upon me, she becomes even more advanced in satisfaction.
He is telling that if I see gopis and especially Radhika, I become so happy. And Radhika is seeing Krishna, and she is becoming also so happy. But if in comparison we will see, then we will see that Radhika pleasure is lakhs and lakhs, millions times more than Krishna. Because Krishna is accepting this. So there is something in me that Srimati Radhika sees me and feels so much happiness. So what is in me, that thing?